Trend number 4. Mexico's time is finally coming. Mexico is perfectly positioned to profit from the convergence of at least three forces. 1. Mexico's birth rate is rapidly declining. 2. Fewer of its citizens are immigrating to the U.S. And 3. Because of the rising costs of offshoring, many companies are nearshoring their production to low-cost economies closer to home. And none is closer to the U.S. than Mexico. Let's start with Mexico's plummeting birth rate. As we reported in our September 2008 issue, Mexico is among many of the world's nations that are facing a stunning decline in their birth rate. Mexico's population has increased by 500% since the 1940s. But by 2045, demographic experts expect the population growth to stop completely. According to the United Nations Population Division, the number of Mexican children under the age of 5 has dropped from 11.7 million in 1995 to 10.8 million in 2005. In other words, almost 1 million fewer children were born in Mexico in this decade than in the previous one. Over a longer time frame, the drop is even more dramatic. According to the Wall Street Journal, fertility in Mexico has plunged from 7 births per family in the 1970s to just slightly more than 2 births today. What this means is that there are fewer workers competing for jobs, so the country will eventually have more people working than unemployed. Mexico isn't at that point yet, because it takes nearly 2 decades for a change in birth rates to make an impact on the labor force. According to the New York Times, about 1.3 million people currently reach working age in Mexico every year. And its economy can only create between 900,000 and 1 million new jobs per year. That explains why, according to Mexico's government statistics, an average of 277,000 workers now leave Mexico each year to establish permanent residence in the U.S. For the next couple of years, Mexico will continue to create more new workers than jobs, which will swell the ranks of the unemployed and continue the flood of immigrants to the U.S. However, as soon as 2010, that will all change. Mexican government demographers project that the number of people joining its labor force will fall by 50% to just 650,000 per year due to the steep decline in the birth rate. Agustin Escobar, a sociologist with the Center for Advanced Research in Anthropology in Guadalajara, is optimistic about this trend. Escobar explains, "For the first time in our history, we have the opportunity to create a middle class. This demographic shift should deliver a huge demographic bonus to Mexico. More people will be working and they will be supporting fewer children, so they will be able to spend more and invest more, while the government will need to support fewer people. This will increase the country's standard of living and position Mexico's economy for rapid growth." The second force behind Mexico's economic rebirth will be the decrease in the number of people immigrating to the U.S. The Pew Hispanic Center estimates that the number of illegal immigrants from Mexico has dropped by 25% since 2005 to 350,000 in 2008. Statistics from the U.S. Border Patrol show that arrests for attempted illegal crossings at the busiest entry point, near Tucson, has decreased by 16%, while other sectors of the border report decreases of as much as 78%. According to University of Georgia demographer Douglas C. Bachtel, many Mexicans who came to the U.S. have grown dissatisfied with low wages, poor weather, or discrimination, and are going back home. This is a natural phenomenon, according to Bachtel, who notes that about one-third of the 30 million immigrants who came to the U.S. between the Civil War and World War I went back to their countries of birth. At the same time, the recent economic crisis in the U.S. has reduced the number of low-paying jobs available to Mexican laborers who cross the border. In a tough economy, the American middle class cuts back on services they can perform themselves, such as lawn maintenance, gardening, housekeeping, and so on. They also curtail their spending, which affects every industry, including construction and agriculture, which depend on low-cost Mexican-born laborers. According to Bloomberg.com, the unemployment rate for Mexican workers in the U.S. reached 7.75% in August 2008, because the industries that employ them are being hit hardest by the recession. With fewer Mexicans working in the U.S., it's no surprise that remittances, the money transferred from Mexican workers in the U.S. to their families in Mexico, plunged 12% in August compared to the same month a year earlier. According to a Los Angeles Times blog, National Confederation of Farm Workers leader Cruz Lopez recently warned that more than 350,000 Mexicans may lose their jobs and be forced to return to their homeland as a result of the American financial disaster. Mexico's central bank, Banco de Mexico, reports that Mexican workers account for 5.1% of the U.S. labor force and 13.8% of its construction workers. The third force is the nearshoring of production to low-cost countries closer to home, which has led to the sudden reemergence of Mexico as an attractive supplier. In a world of high oil prices, the cost of shipping goods from China shatters any low-cost advantage that once came from offshoring production to Asia. A report by Canadian investment bank CIBC World Markets found that in May 2008, when oil reached $130 per barrel, American companies paid a 90% premium to import their products from East Asia rather than to source them from Mexico. As the report states, in a world of triple-digit oil prices, distance costs money. At 7,500 miles from the U.S., China's distance is very expensive. However, even if oil prices stabilize around $60 a barrel, it will still be far more costly to ship goods like cars and appliances across the ocean from China than from our neighbor to the south. In fact, in 2000, when oil costs just $30 per barrel, U.S. firms paid 90% more to transport goods from China rather than Mexico. USA Today reports that the cost of transporting a 40-foot shipping container from Shanghai to the U.S. cost $3,000 in the year 2000. In May 2008, the cost to ship that same container jumped to $8,000. A survey of 1,000 companies by the consulting firm RSM McGladrey revealed a 20% drop in the number of businesses that are planning to move offshore compared to just 1 year earlier. According to the Christian Science Monitor, companies such as Faultless Starch, Bonami, and Lexmark are moving their manufacturing operations from China back to Mexico. Also, other factors are making China increasingly less viable for U.S. importers. The wages of China's workers are climbing, its export taxes have gone up, and the value of the yuan has appreciated against the dollar. As the cost savings for offshoring to China in industries like mining have fallen from 35% to just 15%, many more companies will make the move. The advantages include a shorter supply chain, less inventory in that chain, and savings of 20%. Looking ahead, we foresee the following six developments. First, Mexico's per capita income will continue to rise rapidly for at least the next 3 decades. A key factor in this boom will be the drop in the number of dependents per Mexican worker. In 1970, according to the New York Times, for every 100 workers, there were 100 dependents, including children and the elderly. Today, there are only 60 dependents per 100 workers. And by 2020, this dependency ratio will drop to a mere 40 per 100 workers. Second, U.S. manufacturers will focus on nearshoring for more of their production needs. Recent product safety issues with China, coupled with the need to control shipping costs, will make Mexico an increasingly attractive option. However, Mexico will continue to be hobbled by a third-rate education system that fails to produce the engineers, IT personnel, and managers that are in increasingly short supply north of the border. Third, by 2050, if current trends continue, Mexico's aggregate and per capita economic growth will come to a screeching halt. By then, many of today's workers will be ready to retire. However, because of the birth rate decline, those workers are having fewer children than their parents had. This means that there will be millions more elderly dependents with fewer workers to support them. Also, while Mexico's elderly citizens now live with their adult children, that may not be a realistic option in the future. So there will be a demand for nursing homes and retirement communities that does not exist today. Fourth, the growth of Mexico's middle class will provide a lucrative opportunity for American businesses. For example, according to Reuters, Walmart will have 205 stores open in Mexico by the end of 2008. Despite the economic downturn in the U.S., FedEx just announced the start of operations of its overnight delivery service in all 32 Mexican states, called FedEx Express Nacional. The Mexican Civil Parcel and Shipping Association calculates that the express shipping market is worth $822 million and is expected to reach $1.5 billion in 10 years. Fifth, tourism is one Mexican industry that will benefit from the strength of the euro and economic anxiety in the U.S. Affluent Americans are now looking for value and convenience in their luxury accommodations, and Mexico provides both. Today, the Mexican Riviera is even more of a bargain relative to the French Riviera. According to Bloomberg, sales of vacation homes on the beach are booming in Punta Mita, a private Mexican peninsula with a Four Seasons resort. At $700,000 to $1.2 million, two-bedroom condos overlooking a golf course cost about 33% less than a comparable property in Hawaii. Mexico's status as a prime spot for sports fishing is also generating revenues for the government as well as for private businesses. A study commissioned by the Billfish Foundation found that the popularity of fishing at the southern end of the Baja Peninsula has created economic benefits for the communities of East Cape, San Jose de Cabo, and Cabo San Lucas. The study found that more than 350,000 foreigners fished in the area in 2007, creating more than 24,000 jobs, producing $245 million in tax revenues, and generating $1.125 billion in total economic activity. And sixth, Mexico's problem with violent crime is spawning a booming industry in private security products and services. As the government attempts to crack down on drug cartels, gun battles have raged on the streets of Mexico's cities and villages. The Center for Economic Studies of the Private Sector estimates that Mexican businesses and individuals now spend $18 billion a year on products to protect themselves. According to a report in the International Herald Tribune, a boutique in Mexico City is doing a brisk business in fashionable clothing with a unique feature. All of the garments are bulletproof. The shop, called Miguel Caballero, sells stylish tuxedo shirts, polo shirts, and leather jackets that are designed both to look fashionable and to protect the wearer from bullets. Prices range from a few hundred dollars to $7,000. Customers include Mexican politicians, doctors, executives, bullfighters, and actors, as well as the presidents of Venezuela and Colombia.